You're listening to SBS News.
A 1970s kung fu classic film as it's never been heard before.
Pukyuan kap, balbo ka, bakit balit? Polarang ba, wala katak. Yay bal, turak board, buka balita.
Fist of Fury has become the first movie dubbed in Noongar, an Aboriginal language from Western Australia. Here's director and co-translator Kylie Bracknell.
We want this to be felt by community through the vibration of experiencing this dub in a way where it will awaken their love of their own language.
It's this love that motivated Ms. Bracknell. She learned Noongar from her grandmother's cousins as a teenager and chose to celebrate the Bruce Lee film because of its resonance with her community.
There are so many things that are relatable for us, not just in the Hong Kong natives being oppressed and being colonised by another group. It's also in our mannerisms, the way that we care for each other, the way that we unite to look after each other, the quest for justice.
The aim to dub an internationally famous film in an Indigenous language was inspired by the Navajo translation of Star Wars: A New Hope in 2013. Navajo is spoken primarily in the southwestern United States. The Navajo Nation, it is one of the most widely spoken Native American languages. Other films were also translated in Navajo, including Finding Nemo and the Clint Eastwood Western, A Fistful of Dollars, which is set to be released next week. For those dedicated to preserving Indigenous languages, these dubs are a powerful statement. Here's the CEO of the Australian Institute of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Studies, Craig Ritchie.
It demonstrates that our languages are not just historical curiosities or artefacts that are part of a bygone era, that they are living languages and that are part of the way that many First Nations peoples around the country live their lives.
Next year, we'll kick off the United Nations Decade of Action for Indigenous Languages. The UN warns at least 40% of the 7,000 languages used worldwide are at some level of endangerment. Noongar is considered to be in the endangered category. It's hoped the dub will inspire audiences to connect with First Nations languages and learn some new words along the way. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.